How do you understand your employer brand? You can aim to win awards. You can launch a new career site. You can activate beautiful campaigns. You can spend a ton of money on making everything shiny. But how do you measure how you're actually performing in the eyes of your candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Employer Brand Index to help practitioners understand their company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what talent thinks, presented in an easily understandable score and actionable report. Learn more at employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, 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 Svejsan! It's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Today, we're going to chat with an American global aerospace, defense, security, and advanced technologies company with worldwide interest. A really interesting episode today. So let's start the show. Hey, Svejsan.
Hello.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Charlotte Jones. I lead recruitment marketing at Lockheed Martin.
Fantastic. Tell us about what that role entails and how you got to that.
Sure. So I've been leading talent attraction strategies for over 17 years now, whether it's diversity and inclusion focused, recruitment marketing, or employer branding focused. But what I do is manage content, messages, creative campaigns, project plans, and teams that contribute to the overall company brand.
Fantastic. And Lockheed Martin, what's the scoop on this company? Where is it based? How many employees? What sort of products and services would our listeners know of?
Yeah, so Lockheed Martin is a leading technology and innovation company. We are headquartered in Bethesda, Maryland. Lockheed Martin brings proven performance to our customers' toughest challenges. Our capabilities include advanced manufacturing, aircraft, autonomous and unmanned systems, cyber, energy, maritime systems, missile defense, radar and sensors, space is very popular, training and logistics and sustainment. And our employees, our products and technologies help our customers protect and connect their citizens and advance scientific discovery. We have 100,000 employees in over 470 countries. I'm located in the Central Florida area. I'm a full-time telecommuter, although I travel 30% of the time, and I manage a remote team of recruitment marketers.
Great. And how big is your remote team?
We have a total, we're five total of us.
And how could you describe the corporate culture at Lockheed Martin? And also, you know, what made you join and what keeps you there?
Sure. So our culture is driven by our ethics, which is what we're primarily known for among our employees. Our value, I value those ethics, and our mantra is do what's right, respect others, and perform with excellence. We are a highly engaged, performance-driven work culture. So what I appreciate most about the HR culture, because every team has their own culture, every organization, every business area has their own culture. But particularly what I experience is the HR culture. And that's the corporate, we sit in the corporate COE, Center of Excellence. So that HR culture, I appreciate about that is the autonomy and empowerment in my role. So if I have an idea to improve a process, for example, I'm challenged with either leading or implementing that idea and seeing it to fruition. And that goes for most of HR. So another aspect of our culture I value is the training and development, professional development support we receive. I have developed a multitude of HR skills over my years with Lockheed Martin, as well as leadership and coaching skills, inclusion, strategic planning, consulting, and that's really just the tip of the iceberg. And of course, I truly appreciate the flexible work arrangements that I have and the ability to be able to work from home.
Yeah, that's great. And so it sounds like a good place to be, but I'm sure just like any other large company, you've got challenges. What are the talent challenges that Lockheed Martin are faced with?
So particularly talent challenges, being a government contractor with an aerospace and defense, we have a lot of top secret talent needs. Oh. Much like many other talent or technology companies, acquiring and retaining STEM talent is a top priority. STEM, for those that are not familiar with that term, is science, technology, engineering, math, and manufacturing. Yet our STEM needs require security clearances. Sometimes the very high level top security clearances. And this is what makes our job of marketing and sourcing more challenging than others not in the government space. And also with candidates looking for transparency, again, being a government contractor, we have some pretty high level security protocols within our culture and our work environment. And so candidates are looking for that transparency of what it's like to work here, what's the environment, what's the culture look like, and insights into our employees' everyday work lives. That's a real challenge for us to show because of the confidentiality and proprietary nature of our work. But we continue to look for creative ways to share our employee stories.
That's very interesting. So out of 100,000 employees, how many need security clearance?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say about half, a little more than half of our employees, because many of our employees work on our clients, our customers' sites.
Hmm.
And even those that are not, that may be working in our business areas, they also are doing the research. Some of our HR folks require security clearances.
So I can imagine it in some job roles, there'll be a small number of people that can actually do the job and have to have the security clearance. But I suppose now I'm speculating that you either have to recruit them from a competitor, or you have to train people internally and bring them through to get clearance. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So we do have candidates, for example, in the process right now. This is an ongoing business as usual kind of practice that we have people waiting for their clearances before we make them an offer, and then they are in a holding pattern before they actually can start employment. And many times that we're ramping up for a particular program or a client program work for them to work on. So yes. And then we also number one, which you said, yes, we are recruiting for passive talent, people that are already in a position at a competitor.
Right. Okay. And so if someone has the clearance, they've got the skills, but they have a job at a competitor, what's the USP of Lockheed Martin? What would be the one or two things that make them change?
It will depend, of course, but yeah. We always go back to the EVP. We have some really talented recruiters and sourcers that will ask those questions and kind of hone in on what they value and match that up with what we offer in terms of our value proposition, whether it's the location. We have a lot of information around our locations and why it's great to work there. Sometimes it is just location-based, right? Mm. It could be our innovations and what they'll be working on and the people they'll be working with. We have a lot of patents behind our name. So the ability to be a part of new technology and advanced technology is definitely a message that our recruiters use on a daily basis. But we always go back to that EVP. We definitely go back. That's the umbrella EVP for the corporate, for the corporation. And so again, we look to update that and refresh it. In fact, we're in the process of refreshing that now.
Right. Okay. So you're in the process. Okay. So let's revisit that in a while while it's been launched. But tell us maybe perhaps about your overall employer brand strategy. What does it look like?
Sure. So we have a 1LM, or what we call 1 Lockheed Martin, approach to our brand strategy. Our objective is to enable the growth of our enterprise-wide talent pipelines and increase hires of critical skilled talent. Again, critical skilled talent has to do with the engineering and technology fields in STEM. And our key priorities within the brand strategy must encompass the candidate experience, our process efficiencies, innovation, and metrics that enable strategic decision making. And we also want to ensure that we align with our corporate brand strategy. So we work in tandem with our corporate communications department.
Do you pool budgets as well with them? Or do you have your own advertising budget to look after?
We do have our, because of the way the government works with bill backs in the government contracting world, we do have our own budget. We do a lot of partnering, but we have to have our own budget within recruitment marketing, yes. And okay. HR, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So could you give us an idea of how you communicate and activate the employer brand messaging?
So currently we communicate the message through our recruitment marketing creatives, whether it be our career website, our advertisements, via social, or even in our job descriptions. And we'll continue to promote that EVP externally, but this time around, as we're refreshing the EVP, we'll begin communicating that internally with our employees prior to releasing to external talent.
Okay, and is that to encourage internal mobility?
Yes, so we want to make sure that the messages that we're promoting externally resonate with our employees and that we are retaining our employees and increasing the engagement with our employees as we look for a talent. So we do a lot of employer referral programs, incentives. We have a social brand ambassador program where we're asking employees to get involved. We have many hiring managers across our critical talent segments that really want to be involved with helping us attract talent and leveraging their networks. So having that general kind of that umbrella messaging is really going to be helpful for those groups to help us attract talent.
Yeah. And do you do employee advocacy? Do you have a program in place?
We do. And so that is going to be, right now, it's specific to just social media. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is combine all of our efforts and kind of consolidate that strategy or integrate that strategy of employee referral programs, social brand ambassadorship, and now the EVP, the internal messages that we want to provide to employees and really create that integrated employee advocacy program.
Great. Okay. So out of all these places, so social media, your referral program, the career site and so on, what's the best place for you to source new candidates coming into Lockheed Martin?
So what's the best place to source? What are some of the best sources that we've used? Mm. I think what's unique and forward thinking about our talent acquisition strategy and solutions team is that we've been measuring sources of influence, where our attribution model includes all sources, because for years, candidates have been leveraging as many sources as they can to learn about employers before they apply, and then another set of sources before they interview and then accept an offer. So we recognize the value in all sources. And when we look at our data, our career website is always the number one source of hire. And then I would say next would be job alerts, email marketing, and of course our job aggregators.
Okay, so job alerts, how do they work? Is that people signing up and saying, if the new jobs come available, let me know?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and the job aggregators, is that places like Indeed?
Yes, Indeed, direct employers, and Glassdoor.
Right, great. Okay, so in terms of activating your employer brand, are there any initiatives that you're particularly proud of and that our listeners should be checking out?
Yeah, so EVP definitely, since we've been talking about that, since I've been here at Lockheed Martin, my team and I have been instrumental in developing the first research-driven data-driven EVP strategy and coupling that with the recruitment marketing brand campaign. Right now, our campaign is called You Are Meant, and we leverage our employees. I always say real employees, but they're people that actually work for us, and they're featured in our advertisement. So really proud of that. And then also providing an annual proactive media plan that's customized for each business area and talent segment. The last couple of years, we've customized that media plan for business areas, and we have 5 main business areas. And this year, we just began to partner with Strategic Workforce Planning to segment our media by critical talent. So, and you know, software engineers, embedded software engineers, radio frequency engineers, we have media specifically promoted for each one of those segments. And then, of course, leading an exceptional team of individuals, they've helped launch Lockheed Martin's first social media career channels, LinkedIn way long time ago, but Facebook and Instagram just this year. We've launched for career channels. We've always kind of piggybacked on the corporate channels and placed talent or career content on those channels because of the audience. Of course, we already had readily available to us, but we're building the Facebook and Instagram channels as well as the engineering talent community specific to early career talent. And then I cannot forget to mention our career website. Very, very excited about that. We've evolved that career website into a mobile search engine optimized, social optimized career experience, a content marketing experience. I structured the team as a marketing operation service and capability that enables business success. So I'm really proud of my team and what we've accomplished.
Good stuff. And I'm sure along the journey, you've hit a few brick walls as well. Are there any hard lessons that you can share with our listeners?
Oh, yes. So a couple of things. So one lesson is that data-driven strategies are a significant part of your success and our success. So to ensure that we have a successful employer brand strategy or a talent management strategy, is to learn and apply what the employees and prospective employees really want. That means asking them questions and listening to what they are saying and then applying that. Many times leaders come into the business and they want to apply everything that they did with previous companies before really listening to what works for that employee culture. Or, you know, can we make assumptions about what should be the brand promise rather than listening to what the employees actually experience and value? Another lesson is not to allow outside or external technology capabilities drive your strategy, but rather have a cross-functional collaborative team develop a strategy together, then determine what you need for success based on your own culture, your own structure, resources, and organizational needs. And then this brings me to my third lesson, which is you cannot and you should not do everything alone. Yes, most of the time we can achieve what we want in the confines of our own walls, but building relationships with internal stakeholders, such as marketing or community relations, hiring managers, recruiters, employee engagement, or whoever is so important to creating and implementing a sustainable, seamless, and cohesive strategy. It's not just about what you accomplish, but how you go about accomplishing your goals.
Interesting. Okay. And if we look into the crystal ball, what do you think is up next for employer brand recruitment marketing in general, and also more specifically at Lockheed Martin?
So at Lockheed Martin, we're exploring career site chatbots and AI. Video will absolutely monopolize much of our activity, from email marketing to SMS texting, job descriptions, employee testimonials, to social live events for careers, talent, community engagement will continue and progress. And then targeted and continuing to do those targeted and customized recruitment marketing campaigns. There's so much more, but you will see it when we launch it.
Look forward to that. And in general, where do you think the industry is heading?
Definitely looking at the AI, the artificial intelligence, and the automation of both marketing and also internally in terms of process efficiency, automating a lot of what we do internally with just identifying talent, right? So there's technology out there that right now that exists. It's just all about having it integrate into your existing structure, right? And your culture.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, great. Where can our listeners learn more? Are there any websites or any specific social media channels they should be checking out? And also, Charlotte, where could they find you and connect?
Yeah, so you can connect with me on LinkedIn, of course. Charlotte Jones, you'll see me on there and under Lockheed Martin. And then we've also launched, as I mentioned, our social career channels on Facebook and Instagram. So like us and follow us at, Lockheed Martin Careers on Facebook and then LM Careers on Instagram.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. I hope that was useful. Everything Charlotte and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com. Now, last week, I co-presented a webinar on how to measure the ROI on employer brand. And in case you didn't tune in, I put the link to the replay in the show notes. Feel free to have a watch. And if you have any questions around measuring employer brand, such as what metrics to use, how to calculate ROI, etc., I'm very happy to discuss. Just ping me an email or hit me up on LinkedIn. Also, last week, we co-hosted the Employer Branding Academy Certification Day here in London, which was great fun. As Carl from EBA says, it's a mixture of inspiration and therapy session for employer brand practitioners. To get the certification, you have to present, you have to research it first and then present a real project and defend it to the examiners. And I was one of those. Really great day, lots of Swedish hugs, and it was all finished off with a dinner and drinks at Jamie Oliver's 15 restaurants in Shoreditch, London. The good news is that we're doing it again in the autumn, so do let me know if you're interested. I think the attendees for this spring course, they were all very happy, so if you'd like to speak to previous attendees, just let me know and we can connect you. Of course, all the links to the webinar and to the Employer Branding Academy and so on, and to the episode write-up will be in the show notes, so just check it out on your device. And that is it for this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Look forward to catching up next time. Hey-do! Hey, son, space son! That's when you say hello.
Hello.
Okay, we'll try that again.